The Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. Kiva, please call roll.
Chair Tomko?
Here.
Vice Chair Tuck?
Here.
Ranking Member Williams?
Here.
Representatives Alvarez?
Here.
Bracy Davis?
Here.
Kennedy?
Here.
Daly?
Here.
Daniels?
Here.
Dunkley?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Gonzalez Pittman? Lopez?
Here.
Michael?
Here.
Rizzo?
Here.
Temple?
Here.
A quorum is present, Madam Chair.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communication devices are turned off or on silent mode. Good afternoon, members, and welcome to week four of committee meetings. I'm sorry for being a little bit late, but when the Trumbull children come by to say hello, you have to take a little extra time out of your day to go and say hello. I want to start off by wishing a fellow member of our committee, Representative Lopez, a happy birthday. Yes. So we hope you have a wonderful day and hope to get you out of here quick. We have four bills on our agenda today, but before we get to our bills, I would like to recognize Vice Tuck for an introduction of some special guests attending our meeting today.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to welcome the students from FGCU to the Capitol. It's their day at the Capitol, so they chose to be with us today. So welcome. I hope you all are enjoying your trip.
Welcome in. I would also like to recognize some very special guests that are with us today. We are fortunate to have the following superintendents with us. We have Mr. Steve Lanier with Franklin County Schools, Mr. Buddy Brown with Holmes County Schools, Mr. Kyle Petty with Liberty County Schools, Ms. Shirley Joseph, Madison County Schools, Ms. Alicia Bashirs with Taylor County Schools, Dr. Daryl Taylor with Calhoun County Schools, Mrs. Edie Trickett with Jefferson County Schools, Mr. Elijah Key with Gadsden County Schools, and Mr. Joe Taylor with Washington County Schools. These superintendents are members of the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium, also known as the PEC, and this is one of our state's three legislative creative educational consortiums established to meet the unique needs of our small rural school districts by providing a mix of high quality services, advocacy, and leadership. So welcome to our committee today. All right, members, let's get started with our bills. And I believe we need to do CS for House Bill 741 first to allow Rep. Michael to get another bill presentation in. Representative Michaels, you're recognized to explain your bill. Tongue twister today.
Well, good afternoon, and thank you, Chair Tomko, Vice Chair Tuck, and Ranking Member, and all committees members. It's been an honor to serve with you all. And I want to thank you, Chair Tomko, for getting this on agenda. And I believe that this bill will save lives. HB 741 permits school districts to partner with law enforcement to utilize school bus detection systems to enforce Florida schools bus stopping laws. National studies include three data pilot programs that we already have in place in Duval County, which is where I'm from, Brevard, and Santa Rosa counties. They all demonstrate that reckless driving around stopped school buses is a serious problem. What this bill does is the bill authorizes the use of school bus infraction detection systems to be enforced and used to give traffic violations for passing a stopped school bus, loading or unloading our children. The school bus bill also allows the school districts to contract with a private vendor or manufacturer to enforce passing a stopped school bus using a school bus infraction detection system, if I can get it out. The bill also allows school districts to enter into an interlocal agreement with one or more law enforcement agencies to enforce violations. And this is a voluntary program, so the school districts have the option to enroll in it or not. What the bill does not do is it does not change the current penalties if you're pulled over by law enforcement for passing a school bus. It does not mandate counties to participate in this program, and it doesn't require a certain vendor. The bill does not allow for the use of footage to be used in any other situation other than enforcing the violation of passing a school bus. That is the bill, Madam Chair.
Representative Michaels having explained her bill and seeing no amendments, are there questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there anyone wishing to testify? Seeing none, is there debate? Seeing none, Representative Michael, you're recognized to close on this bill.
Well, thank you very much. This has been an honor to have this bill and be able to present this because I believe this is a great bill. I believe it will keep our students safe, and I'll ask for your support.
Representative Michael, having closed on the bill, Kiva, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tuck?
Yes.
Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yay.
Tracy Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Daniels?
Yes.
Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
No.
Gonzalez-Pittman?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
And Temple?
Yes.
14 yeas, one nay, Madam Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 741 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. Good luck on your next stop. Next, we'll have CS for HB 301 by Representative Alvarez. You're recognized to explain your bill. And you can do it from your chair or wherever you would like.
Madam Chair, sorry, it's a little loud. I usually don't have that problem. Madam Chair, Vice Chair, Ranking Member, members of the committee, I wanted to stand in front of you today because the timing of today and listening to this bill is we find ourselves in a very solemn place and with the news of yesterday's tragedy where three little children were killed in another school shooting. This is why we're here today, and this is what I need you in the mindset as you consider this bill and its impact and what it's going to do for Florida. This bill is meant to map each and every school in our state. It's a grant program, and we changed that after listening to some of the stakeholders in this process. But my hope is that every school will take the pain of each tragedy and work on fighting it, and we're going to give them the tools in doing so. This bill will allow for the mapping of each school in the way that we used to do it in the military, and the way the Secret Service does it every single time they prepare a target when the president goes. Each map will be oriented north, we'll have a grid system, and it'll be the same map in every single system so that when a first responder goes, they know exactly where to go, when and where and how. I have responded myself to an actual active shooter call. Clearly, I'm not a police officer. I don't want to pretend that I am, but when I worked for the sheriff's office, I responded, and by the time I got there, the great men and women of the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office had already done their first clearing, and now they were doing the second one, the detailed one, the one they're looking for. I'm inside the command post, and we are working off of a map, a picture, really, of the building, and the captain on the scene and trying to control the scene is asking, where are you? What do you see? How come you see this hallway? Take a left. The chaos in that was unnecessary. In my mind, it was borderline libelous. And guess what? We can do something about it. So that's what this bill proposes. It's a $15 million, almost approximate $15 million request. We're going to get that number down exactly, and we'll figure it out. We've got the money for it, and money is not an issue on this one in my mind's eye. Saving lives is, Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you. Seeing there is one amendment, barcode number 973483, and Vice Chair, you are recognized to present this amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My amendment appropriates a total of $14 million in non-recurring general revenue funds to the Department of Education for the School Mapping Data Grant Program. That is the amendment.
Are there any questions on the amendment? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to testify on the amendment? No. Is there a debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Vice Chair Tuck, you are recognized to close on your amendment.
Waive close, Madam Chair.
Are there objections to the amendment? Seeing none, the amendment is adopted. Now we are back on the bill as amended. Are there any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to testify? We have Chief Ray Colburn with Florida Fire Chiefs Association, a proponent waiving in support. Members, we are in debate. Representative Kennedy, you are recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just, I sit back here and listen to this and think about what happened yesterday, and I've spent a couple of decades in the classroom, and every year we do active shooter training, and a bill like this would give me confidence as a teacher, and I am grateful for you bringing it to us, Representative Alvarez, and on behalf of the teachers and the administrators around the state, thank you, because this will help us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Representative Daly, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I want to thank the bill sponsor as well. And I'll tell you, you know, I think most folks in the committee know I come from Northwest Broward. I'm a graduate of Stoneman Douglas. I was there the day of the shooting, and so much of what went wrong, I mean, it was complete pandemonium. There were so many things that went wrong, but part of that confusion was just not being able to know where the shooter was, how to get them, where everybody else was. And I think this is generally a huge step in the right direction. And I'll tell you, I found it interesting just in the last couple days in preparing for this committee and hearing about this bill. I didn't realize that school districts had actually been just submitting either Google image photos of the school or electrical and mechanical renderings of the school. That's not helpful in the least, right? And so I think this is a huge step in the right direction. And candidly, having watched what happened yesterday and seeing some of the body camera footage that's come forward, you're seeing them in real time go through a school and have and think about it. They're completely dark. That officer may have never been in that building, right? And you're going to you're expecting them to run in and find somebody holding two assault rifles. And so, I think this is a huge step in the right direction, and I'm proud to support it, and I appreciate your work on it. Thank you.
Representative Garcia, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Alvarez, thank you for bringing this very good bill. This is a common sense bill that is very needed, and it gives the tools for our first responders to actually go there and save our kids. So thank you very much for this bill.
Representative Rizzo, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative, thanks so much for being on top of this. This is something that, Florida's a big state, and some of our counties are, our school districts are compact. Some of them are dense. Miami-Dade County, where I'm from and so many of us from, we have over 36 municipalities that work in conjunction. When that 911 call comes in, everybody goes.
Right.
And so this is something that's going to save lives. Thank you so much for bringing this. Thank you.
Any further debate? Seeing none, Representative Alvarez, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Ma'am, in the interest of time, I would normally waive, but I don't think the lives that we are affecting would ask that. So I want to thank you and look at each one of you in the eyes for backing me and them on this one. And a special thanks to Ms. Potvin here, who she fought with me. She was in the sidelines. She fought side by side and told me we can get this done. She made me believe when I thought there was no chance of getting it done. So a heartfelt thank you to you and your staff. So I appreciate you very much. On behalf of the children of Florida and our schools, I thank you. And that is the bill. Thank you.
Representative Alvarez, having closed on the bill, Kiva, will you please call roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tuck?
Yes.
Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yes.
Gracie Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Daniels?
Yes.
Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gonzalez Pittman?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Michael? Rizzo?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 301 as amended will be reported favorably.
Thank you,
Representative Alvarez. Next, we will see CS for HB 703, Early Childhood Music Education Incentive Program, by Representative Garcia. You are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you for taking up this bill. And thank you, Vice Chair Tuck and Ranking Member Williams. Members, the purpose of this bill is to establish the Early Childhood Music Pilot Program as a permanent grant benefiting the entire state for those that choose to participate. This bill has two components, the first being the integration of music into lesson plans, the second being a collaborative effort between FIU and UF conducting a study on the program's efficacy. The study yielded strong correlations between music and increased academic performance. It also showed strong correlations between other measures like levels of engagement in the classroom. This is the bill, Madam Chair.
Seeing no amendments, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, is there anyone wishing to testify? Seeing none, do we have debate? Members, Representative Lopez, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much, Representative Garcia. At a time when we know so many of our young children are lacking in reading skills, this is the most incredible bill coming forward because we all know, we all learned our ABCs singing them. And I think that this is going to really make a difference. So thank you so much for bringing it forward.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Representative Bracey Davis, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And thank you, Representative, for this great bill. I am a huge advocate for arts and culture. I have a background in theater. I think it's so important that we ingrain arts in our children, as we know that they become more academically prosperous when arts are involved in their education. So thank you for this bill, and I believe it is going to be transformative.
Any further debate? Seeing none, Representative Garcia, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I waive close.
Wonderful. Representative Garcia, having waived close, Kiva, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tuck?
Yes.
Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Daniels?
Yes.
Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gonzalez-Pittman?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Michael? Rizzo?
Yes.
Temple? 14 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
Members, by your vote, show CS for House Bill 703 will be reported favorably. All right, last up, we have Ranking Member Williams, HB 891, Year-Round School Pilot Program. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Madam Chair, we saved the best for last. HB 891 is a year-round pilot program. This bill authorized a year-round school pilot program, optional, in selected schools for 5 years in the districts. Under this private program, a school district that wants to participate in the private program will apply to the Department of Education. This bill is good to all students. We have lost 2 years due to COVID. When school is out, the summertime, there's an achievement gap for students. This bill allows support for school districts to try out a year-round private program. It would start in elementary school and it would start the year of 2024. And if we invest now, we won't have to pay for students later. That's the bill, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Seeing no amendments, are there any questions on the bill? Representative Gonzalez-Pittman, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Williams. This is very innovative. If a school district would like to join the pilot, do all the schools within the district have to go to school 180?
Madam Chair?
You're recognized.
This will be in 5 different districts. One elementary school per district.
Thank you.
Representative Rizzo, did you have a question?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Ranking Member, is this in addition to the 180 days, or is this just 180 days broken up perhaps like at the 9-week period with 2-week intervals or things like that?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It could be stagnated. It's determined by the district itself, how they would actually implement it.
Follow up?
So it could be more than 180 days?
You're recognized.
Yes, sir, it could be.
Great. Thank you.
Any further questions? Representative Daniels, you're recognized.
Yes. Representative Williams, can you, and I need at least 10, I need you to give me 10 possible unintended consequences of this bill. I'm just kidding. Thank you for the bill.
I saw the smile and knew it was a joke, but I had to let her keep going. Are there any further questions? Seeing none, is there anyone wishing to testify on the bill? We have a handful. Jackie McAllister, a school bus driver, waving in support. Alexis Underwood, representing self, wishing to speak, a proponent of the bill.
Good afternoon, Chairman Tomko, members of the committee. Thank you for having me speak today. I rise in support of this wonderful idea. I am a 7th grade language arts teacher and reading for kids with behavioral and disabilities. This is an excellent idea that would solve a problem we have in my district. We have a number of elementary schools about to enter into what's called CS&I status, Comprehensive Support and Instruction, what old people like me called a turnaround school. We all understand, as professional educators, there's a learning loss when the babies go home over the summer. We would love if everybody read every day with their kids, but in real life, people have lives, multiple jobs, they don't always do it. Year-round school would allow these elementary students to hold on to the learning they have when school lets go in May without losing it and having it bleed out of their brains all summer long, so that when they come back in the fall, when we begin the next school year, we can minimize their learning loss, we can pick them up still at running speed and carry them forward. This is an outstanding idea. I didn't come here today to speak on this. I was with a colleague who wanted to speak to the representative, and I was just gobsmacked by how good an idea this is. Please support this bill.
I love your energy. I need whatever you have bottled up and brought to us. Mary Birch, representing SELF, wishing to speak, a proponent of the bill.
Thank you, Chairman Tomko. Members of the committee, I rise to speak in support of HB 891, the year-round school pilot program. As a former high school math teacher, I had the same group of children in my class 2 years in a row. I gave them all the same assessment at the beginning of the first school year and also at the end of the school year. All of my students made significant gains, but the lowest 25% made twice the learning gains as the highest 25%. Those lowest 25% dramatically closed the learning gap. The following school year, I retested all of my returning students. I expected some summer drop-off, but I was disheartened to see that the lowest 25% lost most of their gains, almost as if they hadn't received a year of instruction. The summer drop-off is that significant to our most academically vulnerable students. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Members, we are in debate. Seeing no debate, Ranking Member Williams, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. And I didn't meet these people until maybe 30 minutes ago, so I didn't tell them to come up. But this is just a way of thinking outside the box. A lot of times we have projects that we are dead set on, and sometimes we have things that we actually just think is just a good idea to help our community. And this is one of those things. And I'm a firm believer, if we invest in a child while they are young, when they are older, we don't have to pay for them later. So this is thinking outside of the box, and it's optional. So I'm asking each and every one of my colleagues to please vote up on this bill.
Thank you, Member Williams. Having closed on the bill, Kiva Wee, please call the roll.
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Tuck?
Yes.
Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Daniels?
Yes.
Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gonzalez-Pittman?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Michael? Rizzo?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
14 yeas, 0 nays, Madam Chair.
Members, by your vote, show HB 891 will be reported favorably. Members, this concludes our meeting today. Is there any further business before the committee? Seeing none, the birthday girl, Representative Lopez, moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.